This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nearly 55,000 agencies recruit temporary workers for cheap manual labor and service jobs in the EU with wages that can average as little as $4.10 per hour, less than a minimum in most of their countries. The FAA reports recently that $4 billion in fees collected by airports and parking and ground transportation represented nearly 42% of airport revenue. Ride-hailing services are now threatening that income. More than two dozen university and college presidents are joining forces to urge legal protection for undocumented dreamers brought to the U.S. as children. President's Alliance on Higher Education and Immigration includes top officials from California State University System, Utah State University, as well as presidents of Harvard, Princeton, Georgetown, and George Washington University. More than 700 college presidents signed a statement released last month in support of undocumented immigrants. In a major upset, the former Attorney General of Alabama, Democrat Doug Jones, won the Alabama seat by 51-49% over Judge Roy Moore in a race that featured sexual scandals and President Trump's endorsement of Moore. Haitian life expectancy is only 63.4 years, almost 12 years below the Latin American and Caribbean averages. India's population is now around 1.3 billion. Within a decade, India will become the most populous nation in the world, surpassing China. Millions more voting cards are in circulation in Afghanistan than the country's number of eligible voters. Cards have been issued in the names of Tom Cruise, Bruce Lee, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and, by some accounts, Britney Spears. The government of Brazil, long recognized for its strong response to HIV epidemic, buys and distributes more condoms than any other country. Studying Greenland, scientists are finding that more of the water melting from ice due to climate change has been trapped in the ice than had previously been calculated, which could change some of the figures on expected sea level increases. Charlottesville, Virginia has denied permits to all five groups that apply who want to mark the anniversary of the supremacist rally earlier this year. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMF.